D8.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and, well, I have to the right of me again my pretty little princess. Her name is Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, for those that didn't know, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, and the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We are them patriots. We are the Sons of Liberty and, well, the Daughters of Liberty as well. So welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or you can follow me on my personal pages on Facebook as well, which is Bradley Dean, double E, one personal, one fan page. Like them both if you would. Again, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio because we are showing you our faith by our works. And what is faith? Well, you know what? Obedience and action is faith, is really what it comes down to. And just to let you know, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty, pretty little princess?
I noticed you used two pretties on that.
Did you like that?
I do like that. Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them in Christ's head. Well, to go over a few things here this time, we started something new at the Sons of Liberty this week. For those of you listeners this week, we are doing a product of the week highlight where we basically highlight a new product every week. The kicker is monthly sponsors, those Sons and Daughters of Liberty out there, get 25% off of the product of the week, not only one week, but every week. And this week we are highlighting the Spit Against Heaven, which is our new DVD. Basically, Spit Against Heaven pulls the mask off the seemingly victim mentality of the homosexual agenda. It shows you the shocking and alarming facts behind the agenda. And basically, while the homosexuals, the radical homosexuals are shouting tolerance and you're hateful if you don't agree with our lifestyle, you will find out that they're actually the very perpetrators who are intolerant and also hateful to anyone who points out their lawless behavior. So it's a great DVD. If you go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can order that DVD. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order, or call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If I can also bring up, we had a great call yesterday from Fred from Australia, and he was talking about the two
spit
against
air, that was.
That's right,
yes.
It was an off-air call, and basically, we want to let our international listeners know, you and the 53 other countries that listen to the Sons of Liberty, that we also have international shipping that's available as well. He was asking about that to Spit Against Heaven DVD. So go ahead, you folks in other countries listening to the Sons of Liberty, we have that international shipping as well. Now, going on to some responses from our Sons of Liberty Facebook.
Aren't you just organized?
I'm organized. We've got to go from one thing to the other. Now, we had the YouTube video clip, Homosexual Manifesto Threatens America. It's the YouTube video that we had on the Sons of Liberty radio page. We got a great response from Glenn. Glenn said, we need to be getting to know Jesus. Until Christians start standing for Christ, our nation is going to continue to slide into sexual immorality. Mm-hmm. So if you want to check that out, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on
Facebook. D.L. Moody rightly said either the Bible's going to keep you from sinning or sinning's going to keep you from the Bible.
Amen.
Yeah.
Great quote. Also, we've got another article that I wanted to highlight, too. Bradley also does exclusive articles to certain columns. This one was on the Patriot Update this week. It was titled, Bradley Dean. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth, father of ADHD, exposing the danger of these drugs. And we had a great response that said this. I think it's important for parents to understand this because a lot of people, their kids are told they're ADHD, they're hyper, you know, attention deficit disorder, all this. This is what this one parent did when her third grader had a preliminary diagnosis of ADHD. This is what she said. I agree that this is a horrible scam. When my son was in third grade, his school made a preliminary diagnosis of ADHD. Thank God I did not follow their advice. Yeah. I did some informal research on the psychological effects of various environmental factors. Then I instituted some changes. After 6 weeks without video games, sugar, excessive TV watching, 1 hour a night with parents, and a removal of TV VCR from his bedroom, he made the honor roll and was invited into the gifted and talented program.
Of course.
Yeah, and at the end,
it's their diets.
Exactly.
That's right.
At the end of grade testing, he scored in the top 1% of the nation in math and the upper 90s in English. We eliminated cable TV until his last year of high school and never allowed a PC or TV in his bedroom again. Thank God I did not put him on those horrible drugs. I encourage other parents to try this back to basics approach. We're going back to the old path.
Go back to what God said in the first place, and you're not going to have to deal with these issues that we're dealing with today. Case in point, high school, alternative school in Appleton, Wisconsin, had a bunch of kids that were hooked on and inundated on and with psychotropic drugs. Mm-hmm. What they did is they changed their diet. They got rid of the pop machine, and guess what happened within 1 week, my friends? They had a different school. They didn't have a bunch of kids that were hyperactive. No, because they weren't being pumped full of sugar 24/7. No, they were eating proper foods. They were receiving their proper nutrients and their vitamins through the foods that they were receiving. So they got rid of the sugar.
Right.
They didn't need to put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs, antidepressants, ADHD friends. Folks, by the way, the author of this lie, I just did an article on it a couple weeks ago, but he's the one that admitted ADHD is nothing but fraud. It's purposed, friends, for making millions and millions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. And let me say this. If there is a attention deficit problem or disorder with the kid, what, because he won't sit in front of the television while you're living your own life? No, wait a second. It's not his problem. He was the one that was brought into the world, and he is a blessing or she is a blessing, and we are called to train them children in the ways that they should go, not the state, not the babysitter, not the daycare center, and definitely not the medical industry that is trying to diagnose with your children with some created ADHD, which is fraud intended in the first place.
And like you said,
let's call it for what it is, friends.
Going back, what did they do in the 1800s? The children worked on the farms. They were with their parents. They weren't in front of the TV.
Yeah.
We did not have these problems. Like she said, go back to basics and we'll find the answer.
Now, friends, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the chicken. Well, actually, the fox. Well, the chicken. Well, the chicken and the fox. No, no, no. The fox and the chicken coop. Let's talk a little bit about Keith Ellison, that radical Muslim.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I want to try. Chase, are you with me on this? I'm talking to my producer real quick. I want you to hear this piece where the Muslims were calling for the execution. This was in America. This was actually back in 2009. There's other videos on this as well. But I want to bring this piece up for you so you can hear this.
I'm a Muslim. My father is a Muslim.
Okay, there's some kind of a delay going on here. Hang on a second. Okay, I got two videos pulled up. My bad. Hang on a second, friends. I want you to hear this because it is the Muslims. Now listen, friends, I want you to keep in mind that Rachel Maddow, when I had actually seen this video, I had actually proclaimed this. I actually shouted this from the rooftops to the gay communities because I knew their preachers wasn't, and they weren't, they aren't still to the present, friends, but even back then they were not saying anything about their lifestyles, that it's an abomination before a just and a holy God. Ezekiel 3:3. Read it when you get some time, or Ezekiel 33. And so I shared broadcasting live out of Washington, D.C., the Heritage House, the Heritage Foundation out there, and I had said that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Well, Rachel Maddow picked this piece up, and she had tried to spin it like I was the one that was advocating the execution of homosexuals. So anyways, I'll get to that in just a little bit here, but I want you to hear it. This is audio, and I'm looking at the video on YouTube right now where the Muslims are calling for the homosexuals and their executions. They must be killed, they said. So listen carefully.
I'm a Muslim. My father is a Muslim. My grandfather is a Muslim. All my family is Muslim.
Sharia law, I've heard that mentioned.
Sharia.
Can you explain that to what Sharia is?
Sharia, Muslims live by Sharia. Sharia is like the law the Muslims' law.
Yes, sir.
It's the Muslims' law.
Wonderful.
Yes. See, everything that will, like the Constitution, like everything, anything you do in life, you have to go by Sharia. Okay. Sharia is the law, the Constitution of the Muslims.
Okay.
That's what it is.
In your opinion, do you think the Muslim community would like to see Sharia law in America?
Of course.
Can I ask you another question? Earlier, the reason is that, so apostasy from Islam is not a capital. You don't believe it should be a capital or a punishment for to be gay or to be homosexual in Islam? Or
it's against our religion. It's not acceptable at all to be a homosexual. That's our religion. Let me finish.
Yes, sir.
See, you're pointing everything about Islam. Not only Islam, neither Christianity allow this. And I think the punishment is the same. Neither Judaism. We always point about what Islam says.
No, Christianity doesn't. They accept homosexuality. They don't agree with it. The religion itself, but they don't have capital punishment.
Well, we have capital punishment.
You do have capital punishment.
Yes.
But if Sharia law was accepted in America and capital and being homosexual is a capital offense, do you believe that we should kill?
I mean, we kill for everything. Well, I mean, we kill for a pair of Nike shoes. We kill for everything. I mean,
I understand. The jurisprudence in a court of law under Sharia law,
yeah,
that's acceptable. And if Sharia law were implemented in America, we believe that we should
follow. If Sharia law was implemented in this, then it's got to be killed. Yes.
Okay, there you have it, right there. Sharia law: homosexuals must be killed. Okay. Now, what's interesting? I'm going to stretch this whole thing out during this dissertation, this discourse, and I want you to remember that you just heard that, and if it comes back to my aid again, I'll play it again, but I want you to listen carefully. We have a Rep. Keith Ellison here in the state of Minnesota, and he's a third-term congressman and a co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus on the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Rights page on his House website. Ellison also notes that he is proud to be vice chair of the Congressional Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Caucus. Now, I don't know if it's me or not, but this Muslim just said that homosexuals were to be killed in America. He's talking, he said, if Sharia law was implemented in America, the homosexuals should be killed. Now, this last week, again, the radical Muslim Congressman Keith Ellison was again proud to be named the vice chair of the Congressional LGBT Caucus. Now, outside of the fact that Rep. Ellison, the first radical Muslim in the U.S. House who swore into office with his hand upon the Quran, folks, he feels safe enough to take shots at me on a one-sided national platform, namely to the Daily Beast. And what did Keith say to the Daily Beast? Well, he stated to the American people that they may not know how extreme this guy, that would be me, Bradley Dean, is. And what's interesting here is the fact that we cannot get Keith on live radio to confront my extremism on an open platform. Now, if you keep in mind, I was the one that was warning the homosexuals that the radical Muslims wanted their execution in America. I have the video here. Okay? Now, I want to talk about extremism here because, like Keith, he likes to strain at the gnat while he swallows the camel. Now, I also want to take you back. I think it was probably about a year ago. I'm just guesstimating here, friends. But it's interesting that I actually called Keith Ellison on live radio. And I wanted to get him on an open format without him calling the shot as to what time he would be on the radio. I wanted to get him sporadically, and I kind of wanted to catch him in the heat of the moment where he would respond to me without knowing that he was going to be on live radio, but I still would have told him that he was on live radio. So I wasn't going to set him up that way. I was just going to ask him on live radio, you know, what he thought about these Muslims that are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. But now in saying that, without confusing the matter any further, I apologize. I'm extreme, yet I'm the one warning the homosexual communities. Oh, and by the way, we had a little ground feeder out there who had actually said that Bradley Dean crank called Keith Ellison. I never crank called him. It was a straight up phone call. I was literally trying to get him on the radio, and I wanted to ask him about the shots that he was taking at me when he was talking to the Daily Beast, because Keith Ellison, this radical Muslim, he likes to take shots at me, but he won't say it to me, and he won't say it on live radio. Okay? So again, like Keith straining at the gnat while he swallows the camel, I want to say this. It's my turn now, and I'm going to take it to live radio, and I want to show America just how extreme Keith Ellison really is. Okay? So it's my turn, and I want you to listen up carefully. If you remember right, in September of 2012, now just hang on a second, I want to pull this up as well, okay, because I want you to hear it. This way no one can put words into my mouth because, friends, they love to do this. I want you to listen to this piece really, really carefully, okay? It's a piece of Keith Ellison attacking the GOP because he was calling them a party of hate, and they are demonstrating hatred towards Muslims, that their party is basically the bigoted party because they won't accept Sharia law in America. Now, I know when I'm saying that, that sounds like that would come out of the mouth of a radical homosexual, right? Well, it didn't. It came out of a radical Muslim that is the chairperson for the LGBT caucus. Okay, now listen carefully. Let's go ahead and play this.
All those delegates opposed, say no.
After Democrats took heat for that scene there, after removing and reinserting God and Jerusalem in their party's platform, a Democratic lawmaker is now attacking the GOP for banning Sharia law from theirs. Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison saying, quote, "Why do they want to become the party of hate? They're demonstrating hatred toward Muslims. They're the party that's basically a bigoted party."
Anybody seeing the correlation here?
Hypocrisy going on here. Let's ask.
Is anybody seeing the correlation here? How many times have I said that the radical Muslims, let me say it this way. How many times have I said that the radical homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram only to make way for Sharia law? So I did a little homework this week. And I wanted you to hear straight from his mouth as to what he said. Let me go back again, and I want you to listen carefully as to the vernacular used.
Why do they want to become the party of hate?
The party of hate.
They're demonstrating hatred toward Muslims.
Towards Muslims.
They're the party.
Remember homophobia? That's a hatred towards the gays because you won't accept their lawlessness. Well, the radical Muslims are calling it Islamophobia. Okay, but look who's behind the homosexual agenda. Here I go.
It's basically a bigoted party.
A bigoted party.
Is there a bit of hypocrisy going on here? Let's ask the founder of ACT for America and author They Must Be Stopped, Brigitte Gabriel. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First, tell us why exactly Keith Ellison is making those allegations.
Well, you know, they are afraid. They do not like the Republican Party inserting that in their platform. We want to protect women and children in the United States, and we want to make sure women and children are protected. So for people like Keith Ellison, who call themselves Americans, I find it very surprising that someone like him would come out against protecting women and children who will be dealt the lower hand under Sharia law. He is either a male chauvinist who wants to oppress women, or he just has another agenda.
Here is exactly what angered Ellison in the Republican Party platform is this.
Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back to this because this is great. This is great stuff. And I'm going to go through my dissertation and continuously discourse down this lane, friends, so you can understand exactly what I've been saying for 2 years from this, well, this housetop. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving me.
your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Here, author of Ladies and Gentlemen, and also a talk show host. And you should know something. Most talk show hosts don't tout the talents of other talk show hosts, but I have to do it because Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are essential in fortifying us and equipping patriots to take back this nation. I am a bona fide fan of Bradley Dean and of his family and of his organization. His unabashed faith in all things is just totally impressive and out of the box for most commentators. And hey, he sued Rachel Maddow. Who does that? Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. So join me, Dr. Gina, in listening to and supporting all that they do. Go boldly now and live the truth, as I like to say. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty in all they are doing to take back this country.
Amen. That's really cool. I appreciate that, Gina. High five. Appreciate that very much. Now, folks, right before the break, what I was talking about is in September of 2012, after the Democrats took heat for removing and then reasserting God into their party platform, lawmaker, pay attention to that, lawmaker Keith Ellison, the radical Muslim from Minnesota, attacked the GOP for banning Sharia law. What's the first thing they did? They removed God from their party platform, and Keith Ellison was angry? Because what he wanted to do right behind that removal of God was to put in Sharia law. And then when the GOP stood up, he started to call the GOP. Friends, I'm not caught up into the political party system. I'm just saying I'm a right and a wrong kind of a guy. Okay, a black and a white kind of a guy. All right. So in saying that, he said, why did they, he's Keith Ellison, the radical Muslim from Minnesota, when he was attacking the GOP, he said, why did they want to become the party of hate? They are demonstrating hatred towards Muslims. They're the party that basically is the bigoted party, the bigoted party, bigoted. See, friends, what's happening again? This is totalitarianism. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then cry victim when, in fact, they're the ones attempting to perpetuate their crimes or foreign law against the laws of our constitutional republic, only to attempt to establish their lawlessness. Okay? Now, let me go back to Brigitte Gabriel from Act for America, and this is Fox News, and I want you to listen carefully as to Brigitte Gabriel's response to this, well, this news anchor here from Fox News. Here we go.
Subjecting American citizens to foreign laws is inimical to the spirit of the Constitution. There must be no use of the foreign law by U.S. courts in interpreting our Constitution and laws. What the platform is saying is it's banning Sharia law from being implemented in the United States courts. Now, here is Keith Ellison's point. He says there's never been any legislation offered to establish Sharia law, not at the federal level, not at the state level. There's not been a municipal ordinance opposing this. There's not been anything. So why would the Republican Party take that move to put it in their platform if there's never been any attempt?
I do not know which land he has been living in, but we already have documented 51 cases of Sharia law used in the United States, in different states. The one very famous one I can share with you is the case in New Jersey last year, where a Muslim woman went to the judge asking for a protective order, where her husband was raping her repeatedly and beating her up to four times a day. The judge told her that because her Muslim, her husband was a Muslim, on his belief, he did not believe he was committing a crime. To think that this was happening in the United States last year is unacceptable. No woman in America should be subjected to this. So the reason why the Republican Party inserted that in their plank is because they are seeing there's already evidence. 51 cases have been documented. That's too many. We do not want Sharia law in the United States.
Right, and we've heard all about honor killings around the country as well, so it's not just those examples. You actually say it's pretty widespread, not just isolated incidents. They had no choice, you feel, the Republican Party?
They have a choice, and they chose to protect women and children in the United States, whether they are Muslim or any other religion. What they are doing is making sure that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, that there will be no other law recognized if it contradicts the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Sharia law does contradict the Constitution and should not be applied in America. And if London or Europe is any indication, Dave, as I'm speaking to you right now, there are 85 Sharia courts operating in Britain. In Britain alone.
Listen carefully.
When British women went to the police asking for protective order against beating or abuse, the police had to refer them back mm-hmm. to their Sharia courts because that's what they fell under. We do not want the same thing to happen to America, and the Republican Party is standing up to women's rights, Muslim women's rights, and protecting them against male chauvinism that is being imported to this country under Sharia law.
And perhaps more about
that. Well, now, what do you think about that? Now, so in other words, Keith Ellison was straight up lying about what he said. Just like she said, what's, is he been not living in this land? Has he been living in a foreign land outside of America? And it shows you where he's at and how willing he is to promulgate a lie for the purposes of implementation or implementing Sharia law, friends. By the way, Brigitte Gabriel goes on and said during an interview, the interview, the video was called Stealth Jihadi, and she said Muslims can lie, and the lie is permissible as long as the lie basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against an enemy. I don't know if it's just me or not, but I couldn't serve a God that permitted me to lie for his purposes. Isn't it interesting, the God of the Mosaic Institution in Jesus Christ is not a man that he should lie? And that's the God that I serve, a just and a holy God. I couldn't serve a God that was unjust or unholy in any sense of the word. I'm glad he's perfect. I'm glad he's holy. I'm glad he's just. I'm glad he's good. I'm glad he doesn't fall to my nature and ask me to do the biddings of the enemy of my soul. That's what I'm thankful for. Brigitte Gabriel goes on to say that during the interview, Keith Ellison's victory party, listen to this one, friends, Keith Ellison's victory party, the words Allah Akbar, God is greatest, Allah is greater, were the words that were shouted during the victory party after Keith Ellison's victory in Minnesota. Allah Akbar, okay? Those will, what's interesting here, there's just so much information in front of me, friends. I'm just trying to pick and choose as to which one I want to unload on you right now. You also need to understand those who perpetuated the downing of the Twin Towers in New York City on 9/11 said these same exact words. They said these same exact words, friends. Now, speaking of extremes, why is it that the Muslims have yet to be called? I'm saying like three or four different things during this discourse, friends. Why is it that the Muslims that are calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America have yet to be called in question by the radical homosexual communities concerning the Muslims who are calling for the execution of the radical homosexuals, or homosexuals in general? Yet what we see is the radical homosexuals will attack anyone that stands up against their abominable lifestyles by warning them of their sins before a just and a holy God. Now listen carefully, in preservation of their life and their souls. Prevention is better than cure. Well, these people don't want to be told that. They don't want to be warned to flee from the wrath to come. You know, if they weren't, folks, let me ask you something. Who are these radicals at war with? They admit who they are at war with. That's why they hail Lucifer. And I'm talking about Saul Alinsky students, the communists, anybody that basically sets themselves against God's moral law, his Mosaic institution, common law. Well, they're at war with God. There's just no way of getting around it. If that wasn't the case, why are the radical homosexuals attacking the Christians in America for standing up against their abominations? And I want to remind you, friends out there, we have law abiders. We have the law on our side. As I said, the radical homosexuals will attack anyone that stands up against their abominable lifestyles. Just ask Rachel Maddow, who didn't attack my ministry once, friends, for warning the homosexuals that radical Muslims were calling for their execution, but she had to do it twice. So one might want to take the time and ask Keith Ellison, the radical Muslim in the state of Minnesota, how he reconciles his radical ideology with that of our founding fathers. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of Christianity. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams, the second president. Let's take it another step. Look at who President Barack Hussein Obama in this current administration have appointed to key positions in government. Remember the first gay president? Remember how the joke is on you, America? President Barack Hussein Obama, just to prove my point, how the radical homosexuals are being used to upend the Constitution of the United States as a political battering ram, only to implement Sharia law right behind it. Hey, don't shout me down, friends. President Barack Hussein Obama is the first president to appoint over 225 homosexuals and transvestites to key positions in government. Now, by the way, friends, I want to make a real clear point here. You want to talk about discrimination? Why were only homosexuals, for the most part, appointed? Not heterosexuals. What's up with that? Well, what's behind it? Hey, folks, this president not only entertains Muslims in the White House, but also advocates Sharia law through his support of the Muslim Brotherhood that is America's sworn enemies. Man, this is a strange correlation going on here, but it's the same spirit, isn't it, friends? Oh, and by the way, if you remember rightly, over the last week, none of the radio, live radio that we have done was planned. None of it. And for the most part, we don't do that. It's Johnny on the spot. It's, Lord, what is it that you want to say? What is it that you want to talk about? Let your word have free course here, line upon line, precept upon precept. Also remember, friends, just to show you how extreme I am for exposing the extreme radical Muslims, remember that another Muslim Brotherhood supporter was recently promoted within the United States Department of Homeland Security. Wow, this is interesting how this is all turning on the American people. But you know what? My father told me this was going to happen if a people didn't obey. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Last shot, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, do consider supporting this ministry. We are doing and saying what few are willing to do and say, to stand up against these radicals that are attempting to overthrow the Constitution of the United States of America. And we're not asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic. Forget that not. 1-866-233-0747. Give us a call. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to the bottom right corner and donate online. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, folks, let's get back to Keith Ellison. Keith told the Daily Beast that I was extreme. The American people just don't know how extreme Bradley Dean is. Well, let me tell you something, Brother Keith, brother from another mother. First of all, I'm not holding aught. I just want to let you know that. I'm really not. I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's my job to bring forth reconciliation. I just want to let you know that there's a lot of Americans in this country that are just not going to stand down in the face of your blatant lies, your blatant radicalism. And you know what? There's a time for the American people to stand up and say that's enough. And I think we're there now. So I just want to let you know. Hey, just saying, okay? I want to get back over to Keith Ellison really quick, and I want you to hear Brigitte Gabriel again, and I want you to hear her say what I just told you at the last segment. So here we go. This is Brigitte Gabriel. Listen carefully.
And under Islam, there's the law of kithman or taqiyya, which is lying under Islam, where a Muslim can tell a lie, and a lie is permissible as long as the lie basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against an enemy. And this is why we were very concerned in the United States when Keith Ellison from Minnesota, the first Muslim congressman, was elected to Congress. Because under the practice of taqiyya, kithman or lying, where a Muslim can say any lie to protect Islam, because under Islam, if a practicing Muslim is a practicing Muslim, when he is faced between two decisions, either to protect Islam or protect his family, his country, or anything else, his allegiance is to Islam, not to his country. So if a congressman like Keith Ellison...
So how does he swear allegiance to the United States?
He swore on a Quran. And under Islamic law, obviously he's a practicing Muslim. And under Islamic law, you can literally lay your hand on the Quran, swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, fully knowing that you are telling a lie and nothing but a lie. But that lie is forgiven. You are forgiven as a Muslim.
Because it's in the furtherance of Islam.
It's in the furtherance of Islam. And if America is ever at war and a Muslim congressman has to choose between his loyalty to Islam or the Islamic army or his loyalty to the United States, his loyalty at the day of judgment or at the day where he has to make a decision will be to Islam and not to any man-made religion or not to any constitution man-made by people. And that's what the American public needs to understand.
And yet we've elected someone like that to represent a state here in the United States.
Exactly. And actually, at his victory party, the echo of Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, which is the same words that the perpetrators of 9-1-1, Muhammad Atta, Ziya Jarrah, and all the other 19 hijackers of the plane, who kidnapped those planes and flew them into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, these were their last words that they uttered. Allahu Akbar, God is Allah is the greatest, Islam is supreme. And these are the words that were shouted at the victory party of Keith Ellison.
Hey, by the way, okay, so that was enough. Thank you, Brigitte Gabrielle. For all you useful idiots that stand behind radical Muslims such as Keith Ellison, you might want to listen carefully because this is a foreigner, Brigitte Gabrielle, that was actually subjected to the tyranny of what Keith Ellison is attempting to implement. Okay? This is why she came over to America to warn you. Now, when I talk about the useful idiots, I want you to understand that Vladimir Lenin, the communist, a totalitarian government and a system, a revolutionary, by the way, he needed useful idiots. I want to tell you, useful idiots, you're playing with fire. And I want you to understand that as long as you play with the fire, you're going to get burned. You don't realize that you are being used to your own demise. I said this yesterday, I'm saying it again. These people are laughing at you for standing next to them, standing behind them, for playing the useful idiot. They need people like you. You need to do a little homework and find out that once they implement, talking about communists, once they implement a communist government, the first people they execute are the useful idiots. Do your homework, okay? All right, just trying to win you over here, friends. Just trying to love on you a little bit by letting you know what the truth really is. Now, let's get back to this. So according to Keith Ellison's accusations about Bradley Dean, that would be me, the Sons of Liberty, it's extreme to stand up for our posterity, our future generations, to protect the family and to enforce the laws of our land. Let me say this. If this is extreme, then so be it. I rest my case. Keith, brother, Ellison, my radical brother from another mother, you're right. But let me reassure you of something, Mr. Keith Ellison. It is the extreme that America is calling for. Extreme is not tolerating any more corruption from its representatives. So the right time to do the right thing is right now, and America is waiting. It's time for the reestablishing of who we are as a republic. Hey, folks, we want the change. We want the reclamation and the restoration of what we were sold in the first place in 2008. We want the old past. We want to know what our forefathers meant when they established one nation under God. We want to know what our forefathers meant when they were talking about liberty and the price paid for liberty. And we can go to Arlington Cemetery or any veteran memorial across the country to see what they were talking about, because there's a lot of men and women that fought, bled, and died for the ratification of the Constitution. And I'll tell you what, Keith Ellison, I ain't moving. So if you're looking for Americans, patriots, Christians, real ones, and conservative real ones, to roll over in the face of your blatant lies and your blatant radicalism and those that you wish to lose or to use for your purposes, hey, go ahead. Do it somewhere else because you ain't doing it here. So again, this is my point. The right time to do the right thing, America, is right now. It's establishing and reestablishing of who we are as a republic, one nation under God, the Christian religion, indivisible, undividable, unbreakable, with liberty, freedom to do those things that we ought to do, and justice according to the Mosaic Institution, whose image, by the way, is a part of our Supreme Court building, for all, even people of other faiths, are afforded asylum, but they're all ruled by our constitutional republic. So how extreme am I? How extreme is Bradley Dean? Let me tell you. Martin Luther King Jr. said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continue to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal under law, God's law. So my friends, the question is not whether will we be extremists, but let me ask you the question, friends, what kind of an extremist are you going to be? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? You decide. It's up to you. It's up to you. If I was the radical homosexual communities, I'd be asking some serious questions. Again, a question for the radical homosexuals in America. Why is it that you have still yet to call into question the radical Muslims in America that are calling for your execution? Why is it that you listen to the Rachel Maddows of the world that distort the message only to blindside you? Because they themselves are willing to use you as well, only to promulgate and to permeate America and its government system with a different form of government, which is un-American. Not me. Not real Christians. No way. Not me. I ain't doing that. You know, there's going to be a day where I'm going to have to stand up in front of my father. And you know what? There's going to be a day where I'm going to pass on. And my kids are going to look at me and say, as I pass the baton to them, they're going to say, well, Dad, what is it that you left us? I'm going to have to look at my wife someday when I pass on and say, honey, you're going to be okay now. Our forefathers said, if there's going to be trouble, let it be in my time. Folks, this is our opportunity. Church, one nation under God, and Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. This is our opportunity to prove our Heavenly Father. And this is what the enemies of America are more afraid of than anything else. If that wasn't the case, why is it the Christian religion and your foundations under attack by these people on a 24/7 basis? And I want to encourage you just a little bit here. Less than 1.7% of the population, friend, is being used by the state-run media that nobody believes to destroy your country. You going to let them do it? You going to stand up? You going to obey? Because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You know what? The man be freed from sin, the man that's ready to be judged. You know what? That's where I'm at. So let's do the stuff, Lord. Show them who you are in Jesus' name. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.